Blog Talk Radio. All righty. Well, let's bring on our panel. Let's bring on Pastor Leroy and Pastor Wanda. Pastor Leroy and Pastor Wanda, you are on the air. How y'all doing tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
That's great to hear.
All right.
How about you, Pastor Leroy?
I'm doing fantastic, and I love Pastor Wanda. I'm glad you're on here tonight. I'm looking. You know what? You know, I got somebody in here watching your chat room tonight, Pastor Ken. And there's this guy in here called Pants Shitter, who is nothing but a piece of shit.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Ooh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Pastor
right.
Wanda. You
all
know
right,
what?
Listen,
I'm getting out of here. No, I'm getting
her.
Out of the chat room. I'm leaving the chat room right now.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Get out of there, man.
Ooh,
all right. Boy. We're good. And I'm going to say, hey, Pastor Wanda, I love you. I'm looking forward to hearing you tonight. And Pastor Ken.
Yeah.
My brother. Let's do it, man.
Welcome, women of God, daughters of a king. The night's word will be on hopeful truth, everything that has a season. And I want to ask each and every one, you don't know your season, so sometimes you have to ask God, what is my season? And we're going to be coming out of the Ecclesiastes today, tonight. Sometimes we, you know, you go through sorrow, depression, hurt, pain, death, discouragement sometimes, but all that works for the good that those who love God and call according to his purpose. And God gave us the word so we can stand on and trust in what he says and stand on the promise of God. So let's get in the word. I've been Ecclesiastes chapter 1. I hope you have your Bibles. All right. For everything, there's a season and a time for every purpose under the heavens. Part of God's great design to this earth is a season. We experience wet and dry seasons, typical four season of winter, spring, summer, and fall. And there are plant season, harvest season. We are creation moving through the season each year as we ourselves live through season as well. In these seasons, we learn to depend on and come to expect things. So, too, we find in the Bible that our life goes through seasons. Season of sadness, loss, joy, news, growth. All of these life seasons are intentional, and God's influence in all of them should be acknowledged and counted on. We find this often quote verse of the book of Ecclesiastes, which is believed to have been written by Solomon, the son of David. When the scripture declares that everything has a season, this means that the variety of circumstances we go through in life are not by accident or our choices, but they are orchestrated and allowed by God with great purpose and intention. You know, a person said, I know what I do. No, you don't. And I'm going to go to Psalm 16:1. It said, man prepares in the heart of God all your steps. We are not in control. God is in control of everything. We have a choice. And, you know, in these seasons, sometimes you might not understand. You have to ask God, help me through these seasons, whatever season I'm in. I know I went through a grieving season, a season. I went through warfare. I went by myself, okay? That's what you have to understand. We are never by ourselves. God is with us always. And, you know, I talked to God today. I said, I'm struggling with certain things, God. I struggle with certain things. I try to hold my composure and I'm like, whoa. I said, it's the same thing. But then if I look at in the book of Exodus, do you know the children of Israel was in a season of 11-day journey, but it took 40 years. Whoa. 11-day journey, a season, to go to the promised land. But behind griping, complaining, murmuring, making false gods, didn't want to come up there in the presence of God. want to do everything that God didn't tell him not to do, okay? And I said sometime, I'm like, whoa. I had to experience certain things this week. And I said, I'm not in control. What I have to talk to God, I'm not in control. And I know I could tell somebody off so quickly, but then I'm using my mouth for the enemy, or am I using it for the glorification of God? So I said, okay, God, today I had to sit and be still in the presence of God. In some season you might be in this to be quiet and let God fight your battles. And I had to, and I'm just like, whoa, not today. And I got a brother in Christ. He has a mass that says it plain and clear, not today, Satan, and no other day. I like, whoa, I heard that, God. I heard that with Caesar. No other day. We, each and every day, we have victory. But it's a choice of how you handle a situation. And then if you don't pass that test in that season, do you know you have to go through that same test over and over again? I said, Lord, I don't have 40 years to keep going through the same thing, the same battles, the same situation, different things in different areas. So I said, well, I'm not even going to speak on it today. I'm not going to waste my breath. What you have given me, I'm going to not let nothing and no one steal my joy. Because it was a high price that God gave for me to have what he wants me to have. Every day we have a challenge, and it's a chance to pass that test. But many don't pass it. They're going to go through the same thing over and over until you pass it, thank God, and keep it moving. That's how I look at it. I said, God, what season I'm in? Okay? So this while I got this today, what he gave me, and I didn't know what to speak on, I had something else. Because I was going to speak on Psalm 37. But, you know, God changed your plans to his plan. Then they got to understand you don't know what season you're in, okay? All right, let's get back into the word. Amen? See, it's sometimes the valley, sometimes on the mountaintop, but you have to find out what season. And only God can reveal that to you. Sometimes you have to be quiet. In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy, and that's Psalm 16:11. Sometimes season you might not like, but it's not your choice. God, he gave it to us through the word of God on season. It's a time of season for everything. What's under heaven? It's not under man. It's not under the world. It's under heaven. Amen? And that's Ecclesiastes 3:1. Okay, Lord, I got mixed up now. Hold on. So, if you have lost loved ones, that was time to cry, time for death, time for birth, for a child to be born, time for laughter. I look at a lot of things. Okay, let's get into this. Okay. When you learn the season to depend on coming to expect things, so too do we find the Bible that our lives go through seasons. Season of sadness, loss, joy, news, growth. All of these life seasons are intentional, influenced by God, should be acknowledged and counted on. We find it often quote this verse in Ecclesiastes and believe it have written by Solomon. When the scripture declared that everything is there is a season, that means the variety of circumstances we go through in life are not by accident or coincidence, but orchestrated and allowed by God. Amen. What does the Bible say is about everything there's a season? In Ecclesiastes 31 affirms two important reminders. The things we go through in life are not vain. Our situation will not last forever. If you are in a certain season of your life, you should be confident that the season will come to an end at some point. This verse serves as a reminder that our circumstance will change and that at some time we can come to expect in life. Whether God takes us through a purpose, perhaps it is a deepen our faith to help us achieve breakthroughs in our life and in our family. We will have over our sorrows. We can get through a valley. We will go through hardship. And whatever season of life we find ourselves in, it will have beginning and it will have an end. We will enter a new season to come. one that brings relief, hope, and a deep sense of faith. It helps us also read another translation. Let's look at another translation where it says in another word of God. Okay? It's going to be in the NIV. Everything happened in this world happened at the time of God's choice, chosen. Good News Translation. Everything has its own time. Therefore, expect timing for every activity under heaven. God's word. There's an opportunity time to do things at the right time for everything on this earth. The Message Bible said there's a time for everything and a season for every active under the heavens. That's a new NIV. As you read Ecclesiastes, you may get the impression that Solomon had somewhat the grave outlook on life. The book began with Solomon declaring that everything is meaningless, and that's verse 1:1. He had seen ups and downs in life, yet could not quite make sense of it. While there is so much suffering, where was God in the midst of life? What is the meaning of man's days we live in the book? Solomon reflects on his understanding of God and how did it fit with, the Holy Spirit. Solomon reflected on the understanding of God and how that it fitted with what he knew that the life he had experienced. Perhaps he found yourself wondering and reflecting like Solomon did. I wondered like Solomon. What is going on? Sometimes you don't understand, but you have to ask God. Third chapter, we perhaps some clarity around the mystery of life when nothing seems to make sense. If we find God present in our life, that's when real meaningless and satisfied will emerge. Life without God is hopeless, but a life living for God is acknowledgement of a living God. His divine presence is one marked by the fruitfulness of significance. Solomon affirmed that the season of joy and the season of hardship, the highs and lows of season, the valley and despairs and the peaks of honor, this is a big of the flows of life that we can anticipate. And when we keep God in the center of purpose, we immerse and refine our hearts will take place. Why are there seasons in time for bad things? You know, God, everything is for God's glory. Bad, good, he created it, okay? Everything is for God's glory. I mean, you might not understand it, but, you know, you will come at it. You know, I looked at David's life, okay? I looked at Job. Job had a lot of things going on and lost all his kids, his wealth. His wife wanted him to curse God. And I look at Job's wife didn't even have a name. Didn't even have a name. She was not insignificant, but for significant for that time. But you never heard her name. It's another person in the Word of God. She has no name either. I looked at it. They don't have no season, no salt. But it was used for one thing. All right, let's look at it. In the reality of life get hard, as we know, bad things happen, even those who follow Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Sinful nature has left nothing untouched, and this is why we await the second coming of Jesus Christ. But until then, we know that we will go through tough seasons just as much as we go through joyful season. Okay? Let's look at Jesus. Jesus reminds us that we will always have trouble, but we still have peace with him. And that's John 6:33. The hope found in Ecclesiastes past the season of suffering, hate, and death will end. God will bring peace through the better days marked by the comfort, love, and the new life. It is all we can rest of peace. Jesus has given us this. Regardless of what we face, God reminds us he's in control. He's the author of our days. Amen? Hallelujah. All right. It's so much you can learn when you get in the Word of God. You know, at the peace that God gives us now. Just because we go through things now, I'm going to give you scripture to back it up. Now, if you go to Isaiah 26:3, just because we have a problem, that don't mean we got to talk about it. sometimes we just got to keep our eyes fixed on the ark and finish by faith. That's Hebrews 13:5. But Isaiah 26:3, he said, those that keep their mind on him, you have perfect peace. He didn't say some peace, perfect. But that's each and every day. You got to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else be added. We have an antidote in the word of God. We have we got the greatest name to call upon. That's Jesus. Okay? Solomon didn't have Jesus. They had Almighty God. But we have a new covenant. We have a new blood. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the cross. We have grace. God risen in Christ is sent. Amen. Pastor, let's take a break.
All righty. Well, we'll take a break here, and we'll play a song. We'll play a great song called A Great Work by Brian Courtney Wilson.
There are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. And sometimes there are turns you want to take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you how God is ordering your steps so you can walk into your seat. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. Our God is faithful. I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside to bless the world and flow.
He that has begun
a great
work in you
is able to perform
it. God is able to perform.
Oh, he that has begun
a great work in you
is able to perform it. Yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
Thank you.
to perform.
Faithful to perform.
God is faithful to perform.
Faithful to perform.
Yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is faithful.
Faithful to
faithful
perform.
And great.
Faithful to
great
perform.
Is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. So what should be considered as we proceed is that this work did not begin with you. Our mother's mother, father's father, planted seeds when we were but the foundation of a tree in their mind. Thankful for a harvest, a legacy, a great work. Your next step forward.
How God make everything beautiful in his time. God is our redeemer. To redeem something means to offset its negative trait. In the Bible sense, redemption means that Jesus' work on the cross has covered our sins. His sacrifice love has offset and delivered us from a sinful death and guilt. God's redemption work makes us beautiful, and it makes all things beautiful. Of the redemption that we find in the scripture teaches us that God will redeem us from despair and all the works, working things together for the good of those who love him. That's in Romans 8:28. Hallelujah. In Ecclesiastes 3:11, he has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God does from the beginning to the end. Hallelujah. That God has written will make everything beautiful in due time and due season. God will judge right and wrong and bring justice. And that's Ecclesiastes 3:16. God will make things right. We may not always know what he makes things beautiful or whether he will do it at that time, but we can count on it, pray on it for it to happen and put our trust fully in God for the redeeming even the worst of our circumstances and even in our life. Amen?
Amen.
We can learn through Ecclesiastes 3:1 about God's change the timing. Solomon was the author of Ecclesiastes, and it goes to a great length to preach that we must put our trust in God's sovereignty, which means he is in control of all things. God is with us in the hardest battle. He guides us from one season to the next. He sees what's coming ahead of us, and he will provide. We need to get through it. No matter what season lay behind us or ahead of us, God is always present and always leading us through each of the battles for his purpose and his glory, because God is omnipotent, omnipresent. He sees it. And, you know, you can look in the Word of God in 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord is running to and fro. He never sleeps and never slumbers. God knows everything, everyone, good, bad, evil. He knows. Amen? Nobody can get God offset and off course. Amen?
Amen?
The greatest hope of the season of trouble or the change is when God would never leave us forsaken. That's Hebrews 13:5. We can experience God's timing as difficult or late or hard to understand, or whether that we will expect our hope. But truly, God's timing is perfect and always come to pass in the way will bring us goodness rather than hopelessness. How we can apply everything there's a season in our life. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 3:12-13. We put our hope that the Lord would give us a season of joy, and knowing that he wants us to enjoy life, we should savor the goodness of life, and always God has gifted us with the favor. In Psalm 35, his anger lasts for a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime, not sometimes. Okay, we have the favor of God, and we always speak that favor, blessed and highly favored, over your life. You must apply and trust God, knowing the season in your life in which you will relinquish and endure. He will always be with you every step of the way. Therefore, we should lean into God, regardless of our situation, because he loves us and will journey with us each moment, each day, and each season. Like Solomon, we can pause to reflect on our life and how God sees in God's presence and for direction. Amen? God is the author of time and the season we go through. Through life does not always make sense or even feel good or insignificant at the time. Rather than getting lost or despair, we can find comfort through the Word of God and the hope of God. God brings us to a new season, change our circumstances, and add fullness to our existence. God alone will make things beautiful in his timing and cause our life to be abundant. But, you know, we can speak those things though they work. Just because I'm in a season of hardship, God told us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all things, not something. James 1, he said, count it what? Not bad. He said, count all joy. Psalm 18:24, he said, this is the day. If that day he gave you, whatever that day, you have to walk it out, trust God, depend, and rely. And sometimes you have to surrender things to God. So I had to surrender. I said, Lord, I don't have peace. So I had to relinquish what all that hardship, all that suffering, and said, Lord, I can't do this by myself. And the Lord, he stepped in. He always stepped in. Sometimes you have to open your mouth and say, I need help. Okay? I don't understand. When I had my child pass, I didn't understand, but I understand everything belonged to God. In Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord, and in his fullness, everything belongs to God. And it was for his glory. Everything is for his glory. But it's how you walk it out with God. Amen?
Amen.
All right. It's all by faith. Trust, believing, standing on the promise of God, relinquish things that you are not in control. Some things have happened in your life you had no control. When I look back at my life, when I had to see my mother get killed, that was not, a person said, that wasn't your fault. No, I didn't have control of what happened, but I had to go through that to be where I'm at today. But I can speak to anybody, you know, going through domestic violence. He allowed me to go through that season of hurting and pain and grieving because what I had endured. And everything you go through, it is not all the time you didn't done something. Amen? If you look in the
Amen,
Word of God,
man.
Sometimes you didn't even have a choice in the matter. Okay? I had to tell this person, even though I won't speak on this tonight, because I don't want everybody to run with something that they don't understand. So as I had to see my mother get killed, that was for God's glory. because, see, I would have been sheltered, okay? And I had to go, when I got old enough to understand, I said, Lord, I thank you. But he gave my mother for me for a season, okay? It wasn't a lifetime, it was a season. So now I can be able to be affected for the kingdom of God when people go through death, pain, hurt, suffering. So it was a season of suffering. But God had to deliver me, heal me. It's a time and a season for that. Healing, delivering, restoring, restoration. So when I look back at my life, I had to thank God through everything I've been through. I had to thank God that he gave me my child for a season, 23 years on this earth. He said, that's mine. And then when you understand, why did I go through that? God knows. God is omnipotent, omnipresent. I say it again. He knows everything about everyone. But it was for his glory. And that is your Bible study for the night. In Jesus' name. Women of God, daughters of the King, pastors, could you do an altar call, and then we'll take calls. In Jesus' name.
All righty. Okay. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do something. All you have to do is say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life.
Yeah,
I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, if you said this prayer, we'd like to welcome you to the family of God. And we'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you're out there,
amen,
and you said that prayer, we'd like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press that one key. When you press that one key, we'll bring you on live so you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, we do not have any callers at this time. So, oh, wait a minute. We got one. Here we go.
Hello. Good evening. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi. I just wanted to give a quick call and show my support for your show. I think you do a great job. I appreciate the fact that you give everybody a chance to voice their opinion and ask questions, all that stuff. So I just want to say I appreciate Ken. Also, I appreciate Wanda. You said that last night, Wanda could not be on because she was helping the homeless and she was being a good Christian person in her community. And I want to say thank you to Wanda, and I appreciate Wanda also.
God bless you, my brother. Thank you for
calling. Thank you so much. Yes, absolutely. You guys have a great evening. Thank you.
You have a blessed one.
Mike.
Thank
you. Alrighty.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, great caller there, Mike. All righty.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we need some more callers. Come on, people. Call in. How about you, DC2? You got something you want to get off your chest tonight? Something that's bothering you or anything like that? How about you, Gavin Moorhead? You, Pat Jitter? Dr. Kent, if you're on the line and you're listening and you want to air something, call in. I'd be more than happy to hear from you. How about you, Ashley? You want to call in? All right. I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and give a shout-out to his kinfolk as well. Okay, I hope they're listening. Okay. Farrar, yeah, Tony, if you want to call in, you come on, call in and say hi and see, oh, wait a minute, we got another caller here, 111. 111, you're on the air.
Hello. This is Bruce Hopper. I'm from Atlanta. Again, this is Mr. Bruce Hopper from Atlanta. And I'm, you know, I like your show, man, but I heard that that Pastor Leroy Jackson, I feel bad for that man, and y'all should pray for that man. Pastor Leroy Jackson, he got that sickle cell disease, and I feel bad for the guy. He's got, like, fatigue and headaches, swelling feet like he's club-footed, delayed puberty like he was a midget. You know what I'm saying? He's, like, real short from that delayed puberty, and he's got, like, bad vision. He's almost blind. He's really stupid. I just feel bad for the guy. And, you know, also being from Atlanta, I kind of wanted to know if Pastor wanted to get in the back seat of my car, if I could lick her butthole a little bit, get her.
Stop that nonsense.
You know what? We're not going to, you know what? That is foolish. We ain't worried about this. It's a time of season. God finish pop all that. Got all of it. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to tell God to bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. Well, let's see here. Anybody want to call in and say hey and see what's going on here?
You know what it's on.
Come on now. Don't be shy. Press that one key. I'll bring you on.
Hold on. Your hand and dollar for.
All right. Well, I'm going to play some more music here until we get some callers. Let's see where we go here. Okay, let's play In the Room by Lexi.
Huh. It don't matter. It's on cheap.
Unmistakably broken. Little bit here, little bit there. Pieces scattered everywhere. Hopeless. Breaking the heart. That is too scared. Afraid of the dark. Out of nowhere you come into view. Darkness has to back up. What else can it do? You are the light. And you're never going out. Never going out.
Thank you. about to lose it again. I'm about to let them know where I'm from. So take me there again. Call on Jesus, my friend.
Call me. Shalom, Kenny. How you doing, brother? It's DC2.
Hey, how you doing, my brother DC2? How you doing tonight?
I'm all right. I didn't really want to call, but I feel like somebody needed to say something, so I'm going to go ahead and say it, and I'm sure it's going to upset some people, but can we please let my friend Joshua Higgins, that was his name on the show. That was not his real name. I think we all know that. But can we please let my man rest in peace? Can we stop talking about him in derogatory terms, please? I was reading the chat. I saw some things said. I'm not going to start yelling or get, you know, out of character or whatever, but can we just let him?
You know what, brother? And you're right, because, see, God said, let the dead bury the dead. And first of all, he's gone home to glory, and whatever, that's in his past. And he, you know, he has a new life in Christ. Okay? He's in the
Amen.
Arms of Jesus. So, you know,
Amen.
People, they need to show respect, because, see, God hears all that. And first of all, if a person has gone home to glory, because I had to say something about another person that died. They slandered me. They did all kinds of things. But God let me get it right with that person before they left and went home to glory. And I have nothing to say about somebody. They gone. Okay? Get over it. If you got an alt with somebody, take it to God, because that person is gone home to glory. And, you know, God hears you. You never know. You might go through the same thing that person. So we have to be very mindful. God hears. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, well, I'm off because I got some emergencies. People calling me, brother, but I love all y'all. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow in Jesus' name.
See you tomorrow, Pastor Wanda. God bless you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say I just got a message from Ashley, and I just want to let Ashley know that absolutely not. She didn't say anything wrong. I was just making a statement more about, to be honest, more about what Tony Farrar was saying. And I just want to leave it at that. I don't want to argue with him about it. I don't want to fight with anybody. I just think it's best that we let the deceased rest in peace. And I mean, that's it. That's all I really wanted to say.
Okay. I agree with you. We should let the deceased rest in peace. Amen.
I mean, he was my friend, and I feel, you know, whenever somebody says something,
did I hear my name mentioned?
Yeah, go ahead, go.
So, in actuality, what you're saying about people that were being talked about in the chat room, I did not bring it up. Gavin Moorhead did, so that might be one of where you want to face and point your comments. Not to me.
Okay,
Gavin Moorhead, right. Brother.
Well, that includes him, too. That includes him, too. But I'm just saying, you've
okay,
done
well,
this previously.
I didn't hear his name mentioned. I heard you mention mine.
Because you've done it previously.
No, I just simply answered Gavin's question.
Okay. My only reason for calling was just to say what I said. You can take it any way
you
want.
Well, you called for the wrong reason, now didn't you? Now, don't you feel silly.
No, I called for the right reason.
No, you didn't. You called up here mentioning my name, saying I was talking about dead people, and that was a true lie. Gavin brought it up. I answered a question. I think more crap is being built up about this chat room than anything else. The man is dead. Leave it at that.
Like I said, I ain't going to argue with you, so you can say whatever you want.
I'm not arguing.
That's fine.
I'm not arguing. I'm telling you the man's dead. Let him stay that way. I didn't bring up his name. Gavin did. I answered a question.
You don't know what you're
Gavin
talking
said,
about. So why
Gavin
are you speaking on something
Gavin
you don't
said,
know nothing
Robert,
about?
I said,
why are you,
you know,
speaking on shit you don't know nothing about?
Name.
Why are you speaking on shit
name.
You don't know nothing about?
I didn't hear you. Would you repeat that?
I said, why are you speaking on things you don't know anything about?
Well, I'm not speaking on anything.
Are you the God in the chat room that has to answer every question?
I was asked a question. I answered the question.
So how am I talking about things that I don't know anything about if the question was asked of me?
Because you answered it. You don't know the answer to any of these questions. You should have said, I don't know.
I knew the answer. He asked me about Higgins, and I said, well, everybody talks about Higgins, but I've never seen an obituary for Higgins. I've never seen anything else that anybody can prove that this man was anything other than a voice on the air. And that's what I said, the same way I say about Grover. Grover is a character. He's not a real – yes, he's a real person, but it's somebody that does Grover's voice. Because if anybody out there believes that Grover had his dick run over by a train and lived, well, you live in a fantasy world. I'm sorry. And if you think that BDR or what's his name, BTF or whatever, flies around the country in a hot air balloon, well, then you're doubly silly.
Okay.
I say it as I see it. I speak the truth. And I tell things the way I see it.
You don't even know what the truth is.
Oh, I
don't?
You don't
know the truth. No, you don't.
Do you?
The person that Ken knew that called this show is dead. That is a fact.
Well, then let's leave him there. So why don't we leave him there? Why do they keep bringing it up?
I didn't start any of this. I just called in to defend my friend who's not with us anymore because no one else is. Okay? I don't know why you're giving me any type of shit.
Nobody else is bothered but you.
Of course I'm bothered. He was my friend.
Well, then, tell the people in the chat room not to talk about your friend.
I already did. I just did.
So why are you arguing with me? I'm telling you, let's leave your friend in peace. If he's dead, he's dead. What am I supposed to do, cry about it?
No, I just don't understand why you always have to get in the middle of shit. You don't have to answer every question that's asked, especially ones you don't know the answer to.
I did know the answer to the question, and I answered it.
Okay, all right. Ken, do you have another
question? Well, did I answer his question? He said, Gavin asked me, why did you say you were glad Higgins died? And I answered the question very clearly.
Okay. Ken, do you have any other calls?
Yeah, I do. I have a call from 210. Let's take it and see what we got.
Ramadan Mubarak, Osama.
Hey, what's up, Hassan?
Yes. I have a question for you. We must talk man to man.
Okay.
I do not want to step out of line. But this guy who calls himself Tony, I think he may be gay.
Thinks who might be gay?
Who?
Did he say that he thinks the caller that was just talking might be gay? Was he talking about DC2?
Osama.
Yeah, go ahead, Osama.
I agree, Ashley. Drop the subject. He's dead.
And I missed the conversation before. Who is dead?
Who's dead?
You were friends with Jessica White?
Yeah, I was friends with Jessica White.
He hated you.
No, he didn't.
He is the dead man?
No, Joshua Higgins.
He said he was KKK.
Yeah, he was. He believed in the KKK. Jessica White did, yeah.
Who killed the Higgins guy?
No one killed him.
And when?
He just died. I thought he committed suicide.
Can we stop talking about this, please?
Yeah.
One more time. It was brought up by a caller. A caller asked a question.
Then you can stop. Okay,
now we're supposed to run the question line. By your standards, DC? I don't think so.
No, I'm saying, God, I'm telling the caller not to talk about it. I don't want to talk about this anymore. It's not a fun subject for me.
Hang up. Okay, we're not going to talk about it anymore.
Bye.
909, you're on the air.
Ken told me to call in.
Yeah, hello? I did. I don't. Yeah. 909, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you doing?
All right, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just here listening to your show. And I'd like to request a song.
Oh, yeah? What would you like to request?
I'd like to request South of Heaven by Slayer.
By who?
Hey,
Slayer.
Kenny, do you have any one-on-one
what
callers?
What's the song?
From Heaven.
Song from Heaven. Let me see if I can find that. Let me see.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Do you have any 111 callers?
No, I don't see anything by Slayer under that name.
No, I don't see anything under that name.
Kenny, do you have any 111 calls?
No, we have no more 111 calls at Castle Monkey.
You have no 111 callers.
Oh, what? This one popped up right now. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Johnny.
Your boyfriend's being an asshole, but I wanted to point out, unrelated to him, that Grover's penis injury was, I think it was he touched the penis to the electrical line, the third rail, that it wasn't actually run over, I think.
Oh.
It's an electric train.
Who is the guy?
If you want
who's
to Google
the guy
it,
that sounds like he's in a fishbowl?
Your dumb boyfriend is babbling.
Why do Negroes have big penises?
And on top of that, we don't have a subway here. We have we have actual trains, and trains don't have a third rail.
Drop the subject.
I don't like changing the subject.
Hassan.
What's this about Slayer? Hassan.
Boy, does it sound like you're in a fishbowl.
He's in a mosque. Leave him alone. He's very religious.
Yes.
Sounds like you're in a fishbowl, my friend.
Ramadan Mubarak to you.
Rabbi Hai Sakhariba Harvota, Shikai Yalwala.
Oh, you're speaking tongues, baby. You're blessed.
Well, Tony,
all those times that you'd get on here and cry about some trans people getting shot up in a club, we didn't ever call in and made fun of it and said, oh, they got what they deserve. Shut up, Tony. We never did anything like
who
that.
Who am I making fun of?
We got to run Higgins down. I don't understand that.
I didn't bring up Higgins, and I didn't run Higgins down.
I didn't say you brought it up.
I haven't said anything bad about
name,
him, so I don't know what the problem is.
If his name comes
you
up, you have to
have
run
to
him
answer
down.
The question.
I haven't
you
said anything about him. I haven't said anything bad about him. It seems all the callers and people that are listening to the show are just making up their own little affairs, I guess, and saying what I said and what I didn't say, but nope. I haven't said anything bad about William Higgins.
Or Joshua.
Oh, whatever. It wasn't his real name
whatever.
Anyway.
Whatever.
He wasn't a whatever. He was a human being.
In the Orlando
being,
nightclub,
asshole.
Those people got what they deserved. I agree. Pulse. Paul Scott would say what they deserve. Oh, I'm not talking bad about him.
I don't think anybody deserves to be shooting children, in schools. Do you think that's funny, too, you sick little freak?
Thankfully, I can't hear you because your boyfriend's coughing.
Well, like I said, a lot about people getting shot. It doesn't really hurt me at all. So, it just makes you
look
bad.
Me know.
Well, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. God bless you.
Oh, don't go.
The earlier talk earlier in the week and of how there should be a show with your boyfriend hosting it, that's not a good idea. So don't have your boyfriend do a show.
It's none of your business.
I think
he's going to do a show. I think he's going to do
okay.
One.
Okay. I'm sure it'll be a flop, but okay.
That's okay.
Why does Gabe have to talk all the time?
No.
I am back. There was Amber Alert on my phone.
Why does Gaybad have to talk all the time? Why does Gaybad have to answer calls? No, stay.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Bye.
Shut up, Gaybad.